We mentioned it earlier this hour. In a few days, it's estimated by the United Nations the world will pass a major milestone. The UN says its population will reach 7 billion. The U.S. predicts it'll come next spring. But Zambia's population has risen sharply in recent decades, from 3 million at independence in 1964 to 13 million now. It's set to continue rising at 45 million by 2050 and perhaps 140 by the end of the century. The BBC's Fergus Walsh reports.
Then the ovaries, every month an ovary is dying. So what will happen is that...
Family planning for pregnant women. This antenatal clinic encourages mothers-to-be to start thinking about contraception. The majority of couples in Zambia don't use modern methods, even though they're free. Ruth Boepi from the Ministry of Health says there's a good deal of ignorance about the pill, injections and implants.
The myth surrounding the implant is that it will travel around the body because it's inserted under the armpit, just below the upper arm. So they feel that it will travel around the body, go to the heart or the brain. And for the pill, they feel it will cause permanent infertility and they'll never be able to have children again.
Big families are the norm here. Six children is the average. It means plenty of work for midwives and doctors.
I've been to lots of maternity units, but never one as busy as this at the University Teaching Hospital in Lusaka. They deliver at least 50 babies here every day, and on either side of this central corridor there are women in labour. I'm sure you can hear there's one baby that's just been born.
Catherine Piri has just given birth to a daughter. She also has two sons. Another died in infancy. Despite living in poverty, the parents would like more children, and they're ambitious for their future.
I want my daughter and sons to become important people. Then they can help us. But I don't know if there will be enough money for them all to go through school.
Annie Samper from UNICEF says educating and empowering women is the key.
If you are married to a man and he decides to have 10 children, you have no say, even when you know that these children are not going to be looked after properly. We need to empower women so that they can make decisions about their lives.
Class, thank you very much for this particular topic today, because we're looking at how governments can help...
That begins in the classroom, where attitudes are changing. The teenage girls here want careers first and motherhood second.
You are the leaders of tomorrow.
I want to have two kids, one boy and a girl.
And I want to have two kids to reduce the population.
The government and schools are encouraging more girls to complete secondary education.
We have a saying here in Zambia that if you educate a girl, you educate a nation.
Frankson Mushindu from Munali High School in Lusaka.
In most families and also communities where a number of girls have been educated, those families and also communities have become more sustainable, and also because of the shared resources, they become more sustainable to also help other people.
Zambia is a land of potential, a huge country with fertile soil and mineral reserves, but it will need to move fast to provide the homes, jobs and food security needed for its rapidly increasing population.
A report on Zambia from Fergus Walsh, correspondent for our partner, the BBC.